the default position in relation to landing fish into any port in Ireland is that the product has to be weighed on landing prior to being transported to anywhere, and that is set out in an EU regulation. There is a provision that a member state can permit fishery products to be weighed after transport if a control plan is in place and agreed with the EU Commission. Ireland made an application for such a control plan at the back end of last year, and it was approved with effect from the 1st of January 2022 until actually the 30th of April, the end of this month. Under that control plan, 95% of the landings in bulk pelagic landings into Killybegs were weighed in the factories in the SFPA-approved premises in Killybegs. But to enable that, 5% is subject to a full control inspection on landing on the pier side.
Mm-hmm. How do you determine what 5%?
So that's done on a risk basis, and that risk basis is set out in the control plan itself as well.
Could you explain that to the layperson a little bit more? What do you mean a risk process on a risk basis?
Yeah, well, it gets quite complicated, but each vessel, each port, it receives a risk rating. And if that vessel hails that it's going to land, then the officers locally will look at the risk attached to that vessel and decide whether it is to be inspected or not. But I think the more important thing here is that there is benchmarks set in relation to the level of inspections that have to be carried out by the SFPA.
I understand, but just back to that word risk then.
That benchmark is 5% of landings mm-hmm. or 7.5% of the fish. In the event that those benchmarks aren't met, then the facility to weigh 95% of the fish in the factory is withdrawn. And the Commission will withdraw our control plan if we don't meet our benchmarks. And we will be back to weighing 100% of the fish on the pier side, as happened between April last year and December last year.
So the 5%, is that 5% of fish landed in Killybegs or landed in the country?
So it is 5% of, in the case of what you're talking about on your radio show, mm-hmm. which is bulk pelagic landings, they happen in Killybegs, but it is 5% at a national level of landings. But taking into account that most of those landings are in Killybegs, then most of the inspections will also be in Killybegs.
Okay. Now, when you talk about risk, what is the risk? You mean the risk that they may not be declaring accurately their catch? Is that what you mean by risk?
Well, there's always a risk that catch isn't accurately being declared. And certainly the control plan that we have in place, and obviously the control regulation that the Commission has in place, is there with a view to make sure that there is full compliance and that it reduces the risk and that it protects the fish in compliance with the Common Fisheries Policy.
And are you satisfied that this is not an interpretation, that this is a diktat from Europe that can't be interpreted any other way?
So just to be clear, the regulation sets out that all landings have to be weighed on the pier side if we don't put a control plan in place that is the default position. We have a control plan that has to be agreed with the Commission. It has been agreed with the Commission. That control plan was proposed by Ireland and agreed with the Commission. That is something that would be done on a member state and Commission basis. The contents of that plan then have to be complied with if we want to continue to weigh 95% of the fish in the factory. That control plan includes a provision that 5% of the landings and 7.5% of the total fish landed for bulk pelagic landings, and it actually names the species, will be subject to controlled weighing. Mm-hmm. So the arrangement is set out in the control plan, which is published on the SFPA website. If we don't meet the requirements of that plan, then we go back to the situation of weighing everything on the pier side.
Yep. Now, obviously, you have to understand.
I would add there, I mean, I've heard it being said that the pier side weighing machine can't be used. In fact, the pier side weighing machine is permitted for weighing at the moment. So a vessel landing for the 95% of the fish, if the SFPA doesn't look for a control landing, has an option of using the pierside weighing machine to weigh the fish, or bring it to their factory and weigh it on their own weighing devices, which are also permitted by the SFPA. So the pierside weighing machine is permitted and can be used.
Mm. Now, I'm not sure how busy Killybegs Harbour is, okay, but there must be an awful amount of fish landed that doesn't come under your scrutiny when we hear of the amount of vessels that have been boarded or have had to land elsewhere. If that's making up 5%, do you understand, as I say, apologies, I'm from outside the industry, but is there really that much fish being landed that the most recent activity from the SFPA represents less than 5%?
So just to be clear, all the fish that lands into Killybegs is under the SFPA.
I understand that. I think you know what I mean, though.
For all the landings. But I'm sure you've heard from the fishermen that the fishing happens in particular seasons, and it just so happens that the blue whiting season has been active over the last number of weeks. Is probably somewhat coming to an end at this stage.
Mm.
And this seems to have particularly become a problem in relation to the blue whiting rotor and the other species that are covered under this control plan for bulk pelagic landings, which are herring, horse mackerel and mackerel.
Are you able to pick and choose between different fish as to can this 5%, in other words, is this 5% specific to each species of blue whiting or mackerel, or can it be spread across all landings, if that makes sense?
It does make sense, and it is specific to each species.
So you have to check 5% of blue whiting?
Yes.
But that must mean there's an awful lot of blue whiting being landed in Killybegs if all of these boats that have been subject to your focus, particularly as it relates to this 5%. Do you get where I'm coming from?
I do, and that's exactly the point that hasn't been highlighted on your radio show. There is an awful lot of fish, in fact, 95% of the fish, and more than 95%, because we haven't quite reached our benchmark of 5% yet. So 95% plus has been landed in and weighed in the factories. So you're right, there is an awful lot of fish going into Killybegs.
Pascal, I hope you're aware, and maybe the messages haven't been passed on to you, that right from the very, very beginning of this, as we do on this programme, we were looking to speak to you or someone from the Sea Fisheries Protection Authority to make sure that your side of the story or your views or the views of the SFPA were out there and given equal platform. You are aware of that, are you?
I wasn't, actually.
Well, we have how many inquiries? Well, we've made every single time that we have raised this issue, or this issue has been raised with us, we've contacted the SFPA for a spokesperson.
Okay, well, I'm happy.
And we've logged all those calls, and I'm more than happy to make them available to you if you want to check it out, because that's what we try and do on this programme. It would be far more constructive to speak to the like of you, Pascal, than for us to have a conversation without the SFPA involved. So we've made every effort to make sure that the authority was represented in the conversation.
Okay, and look, I'm happy to have the opportunity to speak with you now. What I would say is I've also offered to meet the community group in Killybegs. I'm in Killybegs tomorrow. I understand that it's a problem for them tomorrow, but I am still available there if they wish to meet me to speak about this.
Now, we had one Donegal fisherman who said the industry was on his knees, that because of the system that's in place, his blue whiting effectively had to be turned into fish meal. They lost €55,000. He believes that there is clear discrimination against fishermen in Donegal when compared to ports across Europe. Whilst you're on with us, what would your response to a claim like that be?
Well, I don't want to comment on any particular case, but I did hear a little bit of your previous clip from the MEP, and he correctly pointed out that Killybegs is unusual, if not unique, in the way that fish are landed and transported to factories by tankers.
What's the relationship like between the fishing industry, particularly in Donegal, and the SFPA? Could you and they work together, not in any way that would in any way be outside the rules? I'm not implying that for a moment, Pascal, but could the relationship be any better, that this could be handled better, that it could be less disruptive, but the goals of the SFPA could still be achieved?
Yeah, I mean, we meet regularly with the sector. We do have a consultative committee that is representative of all parts of the fishing sector, not just the Killybegs pelagic sector. But we meet regularly with them. We have had regular meetings, and I'm sure you've seen this in the press material that we've released. We have had regular meetings with the sector in relation to this. In fact, some members, some representatives of the sector have on occasion told us that they're happy to use the pierside weighing device just to turn around at some stage later and say, actually, no, we're not going to use the pierside weighing device. But as far as the relationship is concerned, absolutely, we do have a working relationship with the sector through their representatives, and we're happy to meet them at any stage. I don't think we have refused a meeting with them at any point. And certainly I would hope that that would be the situation going forward. We obviously have to be cognizant of the fact that we're a regulator here, and as you rightly point to yourself, there is a role that we have to carry out, and we have to be careful that we stay within our remit while carrying out that role.
I'm trying to read between the lines here, and I could be very far out. Do you believe that if you were dealing with fishermen and fishers, individually, that this wouldn't be such an issue? Do you believe there are elements trying to frustrate this process?
I can't say that.
Well, you're not rejecting it out of hand either.
Well, I can't say that.